what would you do if you looked up from your desk one day and saw Jesus standing there? What would you do if he looked you in the eye and said, "Come on, follow me"? If Jesus showed up at your office or your school or your breakfast room or your backyard or wherever it is that you do what you do and looked at you and said, "Come follow me," what would it take for you to say yes? Given their status in our tradition, it's easy to forget that Simon and Andrew, James and John were just ordinary fishermen, people like you and me, when Jesus came and found them. They were working the way they'd always worked. They had bills to pay and families to take care of, chores to accomplish, careers ahead of them. Yet when Jesus invited them to get up and leave that behind, they didn't wait even a moment. They didn't even know Jesus at this point. Maybe they'd heard him preach a time or two. Maybe they'd been captivated by Jesus's charismatic convictions, but surely they didn't know enough about the road ahead to leave the nets and boats and the livelihood that those things represented behind and follow Jesus. Yet when he spoke to them, they did it without hesitation. What was it about Jesus' invitation? What was it about the words that he spoke to them that inspired those tradesmen to leave their careers behind and follow him? Well, in that invitation, Jesus made them a promise. "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." It's a strange image, isn't it, to fish for people, to imagine casting a net or throwing out a line and dragging in human beings. But in those words, Jesus wasn't only inviting these would-be disciples to follow him. He was inviting them into a ministry that was a part of what God was doing in the world, God's transformative work that was beginning to unfold in the ministry of Jesus, God's Son. In other words, Jesus wasn't asking them to stop fishing. He was inviting them to pursue their life's greatest meaning by becoming fishers for God's kingdom. And today, he's asking us to do the exact same thing. What does it mean for us to follow Jesus? What does it mean for us to become fishers of people? What does it mean for us to take that and say, "Here I am. Here I am to follow you"? So often it feels like when Jesus invites us to follow him that we're going to have to leave everything behind. And maybe for a rare few, that is what Jesus asks them to do. But the vast majority of us are not told to leave our lives behind, but instead to take the life that we have, the career that we have chosen, and shift it, refocus it, direct it in a new way to be a part of what God is doing in the world. That is Jesus' invitation to us. You don't have to be a fisherman. You don't even have to like fishing. But if you want to follow Jesus as his disciple, you've got to be prepared to give up your life as you know it and instead devote that life to the work of God's kingdom. But how do we do that? How will we do that? How will I, how will you, how will we find what it takes to bring people, drag people, haul people out of the sea of life and into God's kingdom? By being the kind of fishermen and teachers and policemen and doctors and lawyers and preachers and bankers and accountants and carpenters and builders and tradesmen, the kind of people who use their life to show others where God's love is. You don't have to be a card-carrying evangelist to share the good news. All you have to do is look and see and know that God is doing something amazing in your life and in the world around you, and then use that life to show others what God is doing. You don't have to go to seminary to be a disciple of Jesus. That's the beauty of his call. It meets us right where we are and invites us to imagine how the life we know might become a part of something bigger. That by giving our life to God and what God is doing, we might find real meaning in the day-to-day operation of our ordinary life. Where does that begin? How do we get started? It starts when we realize that we're tired of sitting still and waiting on someone else to bring God's love to the world. It begins when we hear Jesus inviting us to imagine that our lives might take on new meaning if we gave our lives to him. It begins when we get up and take that first step down the road to follow him. Jesus didn't come to Simon and Andrew and James and John and say to them, "Come, follow me to the synagogue for an hour or two, and then you can go back to your ordinary life until we do it all over again next week." Yes, God is here with us when we gather in this sacred place, but being a disciple of Jesus is not about filling these pews. It's about coming here to be fed and nourished and re-equipped to take that love out into the world. It's up to us when we walk back through those doors to take that message of love with us to a world that is desperate to hear that message of love. Yes, Jesus is here with us. We've come close enough to hear him whisper in our ear, "Come, follow me." Let your heart be still. Let your mind be still. Come to the altar rail and listen for that voice, that little whisper. Jesus saying to you, "Come, follow me, and I will use your life, your gifts, your talents, and your dreams to share God's love with the world." Isn't that an invitation we want to accept? Will we take that first step? Amen.